solid guy who keeps it entertaining. He's the other Belgian that's with us today. So,
where's the beer?
Call him whatever you like. Don't offer him a Löwenbräu or a Heineken.
Oh.
So you riding solo or is?
I'm riding solo today.
All right, take it away, brother.
Thank you very much. Okay, awesome. Good afternoon. Thanks for being here. For the audience online, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on your time zone. I hope you're all somewhere having free pizza, beers, chips, whatever. For the people in here, hold on, there's going to be beer. I hear there's whiskey tasting as well in a couple of hours, so it's going to be still a great conference. All right, what we're going to talk about today is how to travel in time. I'm going to do it, obviously, with the vManagement pack for Operations Manager. But what I really want to achieve is that with Operations Manager, you can do way more than just watching at it, waiting until there's some green, orange, or red, and then act upon it. Because if you work like that with Operations Manager, you actually paid a lot of money for replacing Event Viewer. And what you really want to do with Operations Manager is to be proactive, is you want to see what happened in the past. And that's actually our agenda for today. What happened, at least if this still works, and it doesn't. All right, let's do it like this then. Here we go. What happened in the past? What happened today? What is happening now? And what is happening in the future? And if you understand that, and you can get the information out of Operation Manager that gives you that insight in the past, insight in today, and you can start looking to the future, then you really can do proactive monitoring on your environment. I always say to people, if you're successful in this, then you're gonna be the IT guy where everybody else in the office is thinking, why are we paying him money? He's not doing anything. Everything just works. When in reality, of course, you're doing a lot of work, and luckily, most of our bosses know that. Now, before I actually start on this, let's have a quick look at what a vManagement pack is. The vManagement pack is not really special if you look at from it is a management pack. In the end, if you look at the blue boxes, what you see is you've got application monitoring, you've got operating system monitoring, and you know Microsoft has a huge amount of management packs for that. And if you look at the application side, there are quite a lot of third-party vendors, there are quite a lot of free management packs as well that will manage and monitor things like Citrix or BlackBerry or whatever you want to, you know, Oracle and so on. But if we look at current data centers, one of the biggest issues we have is it's all great monitoring the operating system in the application when you're talking about a physical server. That's easy. Something goes wrong, it's on that box. But what about when we add virtualization? What about when we're adding virtual machines, when we're adding a hypervisor, whether it's Hyper-V, whether it's vSphere? And what about the metal? What about the hardware, the storage and network? Now, how can we get to see that in one hole? And actually, Operations Manager can do that perfectly. Now, one of the other things is, of course, Veeam Backup Replication. For those of you who knows us, they also know that we have another solution that does backup replication, and we can monitor that as well. But today, we're really going to talk about that hypervisor layer, those virtual machines, and the combination of looking at metal, hypervisor, virtual machine layer, operating system layer, and application layer, and bringing that all together. So you got one visibility from app to the metal, as we call it. I'm going to try not to do a lot of presentations, slides at least, because I've got quite a few demos. And I've got 20 minutes left, so I have to hurry up a bit. But let's quickly look at the present right here, right now. So what most people do, and I've seen it as a consultant for many years. I actually worked together for Pete. True, honestly, I had to say I worked for Pete because he used to be my boss. Great boss, by the way. But that was what many corporations did. They had a few guys watching that single pane of glass until there was some red thing and then act upon it. But you know, even if you know that Operations Manager is fast, your end users are still faster. So what they do is they call you, email is not working, and before Operations Manager has seen exchanges down, they already made a phone call. So, but even then, what is it? Is it an application problem? Where are you going to look first? That's what Operations Manager can show you. It will show you the line. This is Exchange. It's running on a Windows. It's running on a virtual machine. And it's running on some of the hypervisors. And it might be even the hardware underneath that's broken down. And you can see that in one single view. And then, of course, again, when we talk about physical, it was easy. But now with virtualization, you've got the performance. You've got the availability. How many people are storing way too many virtual machines on one host? We see that on a daily basis. So how are you going to do that? And what applications have too many resources, which don't? That is something you can see right now. And then we can look at the history. Now, a few quotes here. Those who do not learn from history, they are condemned to repeat it. It's rather important. Now, one of our bosses in the company, Alec King, probably most of you actually know that guy. He's very famous, and he is one of the original authors of our management packs. If you don't analyze your historical data in your environment, your IT infrastructure is probably ready to become, well, he says, non-optimized. I would just call it dirty. So with that data, if you use it well, you can actually see a lot and learn from your environment and try to fix it before things go wrong. Analyze it. See certain patterns. It's not because you have a spike today and you say, oh, it was a spike of 15 minutes. It's okay. It's all fixed. But maybe it does it every hour, every day. What's wrong? What is causing that issue? Find those troublemaker hotspots and, even more importantly, the cold spots. I'm going to show you a little bit later on something in my demos that can actually prove to people you're having all these resources requested from IT. You're not using it. It's cold. It's just running without doing anything. You can actually prove that if you use the right tools and operations manager, right size and optimize that environment. And then with all of that data you're gathering and with the current patterns, you can actually start to go trending, forecasting, planning. Now, I don't know about you, but before I was a consultant, so yeah, that's even way before, if I went to my boss and I said, I need a new server because we're running out of resources, he basically asked me, well, prove it to me. Prove it that we are running out of resources. So 1 week later, a lot of performance collections later, and an Excel sheet, which was already out of date, I kind of could prove that I needed new resources, and with a bit of luck, I had budget. Which was, of course, then 3 weeks late, because by the time you order something and the hardware has to come in and so on. Operations Manager gives you that opportunity. It's got all the information to do trending and forecasting. So 3 months in advance, you can actually go to your peers and say, look, probably in 3 months, in best case, we're running out of resources. Now we got two options. Remove some current running virtual machines we don't use anymore, the cold spots. Or, you know, buy new resources, one of the two. So how many host failures can I handle? This is also fantastic. You're deploying virtual machines, one host goes down. What can I keep running and what not? Did I size correctly? And how can I plan for this hybrid cloud? Yeah, if it was a drinking game now, and it probably is in some of the virtual meetings, I use the word cloud, so they need to drink. But it is a reality. We see many people today trying to get certain workloads to the cloud. Now, what runs as a web server, for example, in your own environment, and it's been running there for years, and you're like, this is a great thing, let's put it on the cloud, what do I need? Let's take Azure as an example, and I'll show you that as well. What type of virtual machine do I need? How much is it going to cost me on a monthly basis? All things you can do simply by using the history today, you know, and then start to predict the future. So let's quickly go to my demo environment. Now, if all goes well, and with a bit of luck, we should be able to see my demo environment right here. Nope. Here we go. Is that visible? That's visible. Fantastic. Now, as I said, this is something really typical, right? What we've got here is Operations Manager. We got some red. Alec King, don't tell him I'm using his lab, by the way, has some issues. It's time he needs to fix them. Unfortunately, he's somewhere at an event, so he won't be fixing them. But this is what happens. People now start to fix it, call the virtualization team, let's do something. But in reality, let me show you something which can be done on a daily basis. I call it my daily tasks for the help desk or the service desk or the network operation control center, whatever you want to call it. Let's just start with a few very simple things. I actually think I'm going to use this mouse. This, by the way, is what we call the morning coffee dashboard. I look at this when I wake up and I get my first cup of coffee, or my second or my third, depending on how awake I am. But this is my kind of environment. I've got some storage, I've got some vCenters in this case, in this example. I've got some clusters, some hosts, and some VMs running on it, right? How is it looking? Well, I see some green, that's okay. I see some yellow, that's not that okay. I see some red as well, that's bad. So my environment is in trouble. Well, you saw the red, so you know it's in trouble. But this is my first glance. This would be my coffee looking at it. Is everything green or should I start working immediately and not take another coffee? So that is one of the things you can quickly, it takes 2 minutes, your first job in the morning. And then you can continue. I already told you about the fact that you can look at your entire environment. So what I've got here, again, this is on VMware, but this can run on Hyper-V as well, it doesn't matter. What I've got is got a DR side, I've got a production side. If I'm going to look at my DR side, what I'm going to see is I've got a cluster, I've got a standalone host, I've got some resources in VMware, and I can continue to drill down. Now I've got my different hosts in my cluster, and if I go further, I can actually see how my hardware is doing. How's my host doing? What are my network cards doing? What's my fiber doing? And what kind of virtual machines are running on it? Now, if you continue that line and you're actually installing an operations manager agent inside that guest, inside that virtual machine, you can continue to drill down and see what operating system, what's the health of the operating system and the application. And that keeps you going on to see where are the problems. And we don't roll up completely. You can easily see, again, some great feature of Operations Manager and our management pack, where exactly is the issue. One glance, very quickly, what is wrong. Plus, you have a full view over your environment. Simply move it to Visio. Well, and at that point in time, you know how your environment looks like, because you know when your virtual machines are moving, this gets adapted as well. All right, what else? Again, we're still just on the daily task, the first 15 to 20 minutes of your day. We're going to look at some heat maps, and I love these actually. This shows me what my environment is doing based on compute. Now, there are many more of these heat maps. They can be on storage as well, they can be on the networking, but this one is specific on the compute, so memory, CPU. So it kind of looks good. Most of them are very green, so that's good. Some of them are a little bit lighter green, but imagine one of those are in red. Very simple, take that specific host. You're gonna go to your navigation. Here we go. And then we can say, well, you know what? Give me some analysis, give me some more details. Now, considering it was green, I don't have to do this, but imagine it was yellow or red. I simply can see what is happening. I can see which alerts are open for that host, plus which alerts are open for the virtual machines running specifically on that host. And again, you can correlate further. It will also show you the errors for the application, for the operating system inside those virtual machines. Still working on the daily tasks. Now, what else do we got? We can actually go way further than that. We can quickly look at forecasting. The way I'm using my environment, well, actually Alec Kingston's environment, it's all good because based on capacity, based on compute, CPU and memory, I'll be good for more than 90 days. But imagine that this is your environment, and again, this is something you can quickly look at, and somebody sees that we're running out of memory probably within 10 days. That's the moment to ring the bell and start doing some actions to make sure you're actually not running out of memory. So great quick views that you can do before actually something happens to fix, well, you're kind of fixing things before it actually happens. And last but not least, and again, this is a very simple, quick job, you can look at your infrastructure report. And this is my infrastructure report. How many vCenters, data centers, clusters, what are my guest operating systems, You can see I've got some Windows servers running there. I've got some SUSE, other Linux, and so on. But one of the things that people tend to forget is this is great, and I don't have errors in here, but today I have 15, and tomorrow I suddenly have 30 Windows servers. What happened? And if you get that, if you see that there's a huge difference, that means my resources are being used more. Do I still have enough resources, right? So this is the simple thing about the day. Now let's look at the past. Now I know that if you think about the past, most of you, what they will do is look at some performance counters. And this is it. This is one of my performance counters. So it's all in operations measure, but what are you going to do with this? What you can see is I've got somewhere a spike over there, somewhere between 0 midnight and 4 o'clock in the morning. And now what? What was that spike? The nice thing is that you can go way further with all of that information. Now we're going to show you, based on all the performance counters that gets collected through operations managers, that gets taken into the data warehouse, what kind of cool stuff you can see. Let's start by something really simple, and that is the configuration tracking. Now, I love this one because yesterday your environment were great, tomorrow you're coming, something is wrong. Did any of the administrators change something in the environment? No, nobody did something. But with this report, you can actually see this. Very simple, what has changed and how it's going to correlate with the alerts that has been seen in Operations Manager. Now, we've been cheating here a bit with the report with the data, but for example, if I go to a cluster, now let me see here where I've got some changes. Here we go. In my total storage. Now, what you're going to see is that we actually can tell you when it has changed and what were the previous values. And we keep that in the Operations Manager data warehouse, which means you can see a lot. Now, in my report parameters, I asked for the last month. You can also say for the last day, for example, to see what happened compared to yesterday. But in that case, initially it was 4.54, and then 13th of January, we changed it. And the 14th of January, we changed it again to something else. So now you can see what actually happened to your environment, and maybe that is the problem that you have, and you know, you can fix it by just simply changing it again. Another thing you can do is figuring out our biggest pain. Just have to, here we go, the snapshots. Anybody of you is using snapshots on their virtualized environment? Hope not too many. Do you know that even with Hyper-V today, snapshots are not supported in production environments? The issue with snapshots is it takes resources away, it takes storage away, and it slows down. The second issue with snapshots is great for doing this, and then you forgot you took a snapshot, and 7 days later, your environment is down. What happened? Very simple, look at this on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, depending on what you want, and you can see how many snapshots you have. For example, I've got here a virtual machine who's got 7 snapshots, bad practice, and it actually shows me the size of those snapshots as well. Now you can see they're very small, because we are kind of playing with these items. But even if your administrators are typing in descriptions what type of snapshot it is, you will see everything. So it might be that in the description it says do not touch. Well, then you know something they're trying out. In our case, you can see this is automated. But at least you know what's going on in your environment and you can fix before the snapshots run out of space or they become too big and the merge becomes, well, let's call it rather painful. And then last but not least, thanks to performance counters and so on, and we've got many types of those reports, but you know, in the interest of time, I'm only going to show you one of them, is the oversized, and I love this one. If there are developers in this room, my apologies. If there are developers online, again, my apologies for the bad joke, but don't you love it when a developer comes to you and he says, I need a virtual machine for my testing, and it needs to have 4 CPUs, 16 gigs of RAM, and a terabyte of storage? We probably all know that's not true. But how to prove it? If I went to my boss and said, that developer asked too much, then my boss said back to me, well, prove it to me, and I'll go talk to him and get the resources away. Yeah, how am I going to prove that? Well, you can, thanks to Operations Manager, thanks to the reporting. What we can see here is we've got an amount of VMs processed and so on and so on. And just based on 56 virtual machines we processed, 9 of them we noticed is oversized. And one of them, one of my replicas, we actually gave him 6 gigabytes of RAM. And we saw on consumption over the period of a month, and of course the longer period you take in your reporting, the more accurate you get, that the average was 1.37 gig and the maximum was 2.24. Now I'm pretty conservative, we all are, and I can actually, we recommend 2.8, which means we're saving 3.2 gigabytes of RAM. Imagine you do this over an environment of 100 VMs, 500, 1,000. And if the person wants to have proof, it's not a problem. You can just drill down in this reporting and actually see everything what is happening. Blue line is the current configuration, and then you actually see what is allocated, what is recommended, what's the standard deviation, and so on. All of the things you can do, and then reclaim those resources for something else. And then, of course, we go immediately to the future. And one of the things is based, again, on all the information you're gathering around, let's use it smartly, and we do host failure modeling. Now, in my case, what I did is I took my production cluster, I took my DR cluster, and I decided to say, okay, what happens if I lose one host? Now, these are parameters. If you want to choose 2 hosts, 3 hosts, that's all your choice. But I set one host. In that case, in my production cluster, I got an issue. I'm running 1.09 gigabyte of RAM short to continue to run everything. So I need to make a decision, which VM shall I shut down? Now it's only 1.9, that's okay. But what if you're running a couple of hundreds of gigabytes short? Which do you keep running and which are you gonna shut down? All that information you can use to do your forecasting, to do your trending, your planning, and actually to prove, look, if we've got one issue, I need to shut down. And then you throw it to your boss and say, you know what? Your call to make the decision on which environment we're gonna shut down. They probably don't like it, and maybe you get new toys to deploy in your environment. And we go further with what if. Because having your environment is great, but you know you're gonna get requests, deploy me a new VM, deploy me a new set of VMs, and so on and so on. And we got 2 types of reports for that. One of them is you're gonna model your virtual machine. You're gonna calculate how much resources you're gonna use. Could be 1, could be 2, you know. Could be 3 if you got a typical web application, middle tier database, and so on. And then it will tell you how many sets of those you can deploy in your current environment. And it will give you that on a lot of parameters. So if you're looking at pure on memory, that VM I deployed or modeled, I can deploy 11 on the disaster recovery cluster and 5 on the production cluster. Based on IOPS, pure on the storage, I seem to be having an issue. On every of my data store, I can only deploy 1. And then you can continue and to research and see where exactly you can deploy those sets of VMs. You can also do it based on virtual machines that are already running and then take the real performance usage as well. All right, I got 51 seconds, so here we go. Last report I want to show you is what about that hybrid cloud? Now, what I did here is might not be the most nicest one, but let's say you indeed need a workload you need to put up into Azure or VMware Air Cloud or something like that, right? What you can do is take that set of virtual machines and then use all the historical data to predict how it's going to run in the cloud. And what we do here is I kind of took my entire environment. And imagine that my boss would tell me, forget about your own data center, you're gonna put everything into the cloud. Then I can come back with him and say, okay, this is gonna cost you 16 basic A0s while you see the numbers. I want to make the calculation for him, but this is gonna be pricey on a monthly basis. But this is a way you can predict how your environment or parts of your environments are going to run in the cloud, and you can make more or less a cost or estimate what the cost is going to be for you. All right, with that, 11 seconds, I'm going to get there. Let me quickly go to my last, here we go. Now, final words for me. Well, again, some quotes actually. Information wants to be free, many useful software tools from us are actually free. So that's pretty cool. You saw a lot of these reports, right? You want to use those for your SQL, for your Exchange, and those kind of things. Just download our Veeam report library. That's what we use ourselves for our own management pack. So the only thing you need to do is actually download it and then start building your reports yourself.
Many problems.
See, if Pete even says so, you know it's true.
If I say it, it must be true.
So we got a lot of free stuff. Make sure to check it out, you know, and you can always ask me as well. And last but not least, even for those of you who are online, go to v.am/su2016, meet our MPX Alliance team, and have a chance to win something, because it's the combination of that knowledge, the combination of the different management packs that will make your operations manager really give you a good insight in your environment and to see all of the correlations. And with that, I have no time left for Q&A. I'm sorry, but I'll be at the booth, so you can always find me there. And you know, when there's the socializing, I'll be there as well. Thank you very much and enjoy the rest of the day.
Hey, Mike, if you want to take questions, Matt and I need a minute to plug in anyway. You know, definitely go ahead and...
All right. So you can still ask questions. Yeah. You can actually start with data based on a week. Well, let's be honest. That's not the best forecasting you can do. So from the moment you have a month, you start to have data that's more or less until how much time you can... Oh, sorry, you mean you can define your own parameters? Yeah.
So I would need to know summer is going to be a whole lot less usage, resource usage than Christmas.
Yep.
So is it going to take into account last Christmas to determine whether or not I'm going to run out of space this Christmas?
You're going to decide that based on the parameters. So you can literally say, give me 1 year so that it sees the downtime period and the uptime period, and we'll take that into account. Okay, so but then you need to add that.
So can I change the break? So can I say, I want to know from October to December of last year, I don't care about what happened during the year?
Yes, you can. Yep, that's not our work, it's operations manager functionality, so.